AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. The Chiefs needed overtime to stay unbeaten with a 30-24 win over the Buccaneers on Monday Night Football. Correspondent Greg Eklund reports in Kansas City.
Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt scored the winning touchdown with 4 minutes 8 seconds left in the overtime on a 2-yard run. With the victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Chiefs are 8-0 this season, and Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is getting a lift from newcomers such as Hunt.
Kareem, once you get the push, he's going to follow it in there and get in the end zone. And I'm happy for him, for him to bounce back and come back here and then have this great start to the middle of the season here.
Mahomes threw 2 of his 3 scoring passes to DeAndre Hopkins, the wide receiver the Chiefs picked up in a trade with Tennessee. Bucks quarterback Baker Mayfield tossed a pair of TD passes in the loss.
Off the field, the Saints fired coach Dennis Allen after a 2-7 start and a 7-game losing streak. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott will miss Sunday's game against the Eagles with a hamstring injury. And 49ers All-Pro running back Christian McCaffrey has returned to practice after missing the team's first 8 games with an Achilles injury. Major League Baseball, a former Cy Young Award winner, is staying with the defending American League champions. AP's Dave Ferry reports.
Gerrit Cole is staying put after the Yankees elected to add a $36 million salary for 2029 to the back end of his current contract, which originally called for 9 years and $324 million. The Yankees had until 5 p.m. Eastern time on Monday to extend the deal. Cole won the AL Cy Young Award last season. He didn't pitch this year until June 19th because of elbow issues, but he went 8-5 with a 3.41 ERA in 17 starts the rest of the way. Cole made 5 postseason starts, going 1-0 with a 2.17 earned run average.
Juan Soto, Corbin Burns, Pete Alonso, Alex Bregman, and Max Fried are among 13 free agents who have received $21.05 million qualifying offers. Guardians All-Star David Fry had reconstructive surgery on his right elbow, and the Rangers have promoted Ross Fenstermaker to general manager. More on the latest in sports, including news and scores from the hardwood and the ice, coming up next. In the NBA, the Bucks were without their top player in a matchup against the Eastern Conference leading Cavaliers. Dave Ferry has the details.
The Cavaliers still own the NBA's best record, improving to 8-0 with a 116-114 triumph over the Bucks. Cleveland tied the longest season opening winning streak in team history, but the Cavs needed to close on an 18-8 run to do it. Darius Garland pumped in 39 points, including a go-ahead three-pointer with 45 seconds remaining.
We got hit in the mouth first in the third quarter, and we just had to respond in the fourth. So it just picked up our energy, picked up our intensity, and led us to a big win.
Jared Allen added 14 points, grabbed 15 rebounds, and had a huge block of Damian Lillard in the final seconds. Lillard had 36 points for Milwaukee, which played without the injured Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Thunder also remain unbeaten at 7-0 after topping the Magic 102-86 behind 23 points from Jalen Williams. Stephen Curry returned to action for the Warriors on the road against the Wizards. Correspondent Craig Heist reports.
Curry scored 18 of his 24 points in the second half to lead the Warriors to a 125-112 win over the Wizards. Golden State is now 6-1 overall and 4-0 on the road. Curry returned to the lineup after missing 3 games with an ankle injury.
It was still early in the year and you're trying to build up the endurance. My ankle feels fine. It's just you don't want to be in a position where you get fatigued and put yourself in jeopardy.
The defending champion Celtics were down an all-star in Jaylen Brown, but still made easy work of the Hawks. Here's correspondent Gary McKillops.
The Boston Celtics came to Atlanta and blew the doors off State Farm Arena with a resounding 123-93 victory over the Hawks. Jason Tatum led the Celts with 28 points, 26 of them coming in the first half.
Last time we came here, we lost 2 games in a row. And, you know, that was on our mind that we wanted to come out here and play a lot better and get a win.
The Hawks' fate was sealed when Boston went on a 31-9 run to close out the first half, giving them a 75-53 lead.
Kevin Durant's tie-breaking layup with 24 seconds left lifted the Suns over the 76ers 118-116. Paul George had 15 points and 7 turnovers in his Philadelphia debut. Tyrese Halliburton's 25 points and 12 assists helped the Pacers overcome a 34-point 15-assist night for Luka Doncic in a 134-127 win. Julian Strauss father made a go-ahead layup with 1:09 to play and a free throw late to seal the Nuggets' 121-119 win over the Raptors. Nikola Jokic had 28 points, 14 rebounds, and 14 assists. Domantas Sabonis beat the buzzer for the game-winning jumper to send the Kings past the Heat 111-110. The Pistons overcame a 37-point night from Anthony Davis in a 115-103 win over the Lakers. The Bulls played without All-Star guard Zach LaVine, who was sidelined with a right adductor strain against the Jazz, whose star Lauri Markkanen missed his third straight game with back spasms. Utah still prevailed 135-126 for its first win of the season. The Timberwolves won easily over the Hornets 114-93, and the Rockets handled the Knicks 109-97. The Clippers prevailed over the Spurs 113-104. It was the Nets over the Grizzlies 106-104, and the Trailblazers beat the Pelicans 118-100. In the NHL, only two games on the schedule Monday night. Jeremy Gover was on the scene for one of them in Nashville.
The Los Angeles Kings came into Nashville and dominated the Predators 3-0. Andre Kopitar got things going in the opening frame with his fifth of the season. Former Predator Kevin Fiala bagged his sixth just 35 seconds into the third period, and then Adrian Kempe potted his fifth into an empty net to round out the scoring. Goalie Darcy Kemper was quick to downplay his first shutout of the season.
That's a team shutout right there. We played such a complete game tonight. That's a big physical team on the other end, and we answered, if not dictated, every step of the way.
In the other game of the night, the Devils blanked the Oilers 3-0. Jake Allen made 31 saves for his second shutout of the season. Suspended Avalanche forward Valeri Nichushkin returned to practice Monday, but remains in the NHL and NHLPA Player Assistance Program. Blues defenseman Philip Broberg is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks with an apparent right leg injury, and the Bruins have signed forward Tyler Johnson. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh, AP Sports.